Dick Himsel's property is kind of what you'd expect in a rural Indiana neighborhood. There are trees lining the driveway, a nice white two-story home, and it's surrounded by tall stalks of corn, which Himsel used to farm before he retired. One thing the property does not have, though, is fresh air.
Oh, wow. It really does stink.
I definitely see what you're talking about now with the smell.
How would you like to smell that all day long, everybody?
Oh my gosh.
And it gets worse.
The smell comes from a factory farm where approximately 8,000 hogs eat, sleep, and defecate, a little more than a quarter mile from Himsel's home.
It's mild today. It's probably hard for you to believe, but it is mild today.
Wow. Himsel has lived his entire life in Danville, Indiana, but these days he doesn't like to spend time at home. The smell is nauseating. He and his wife, Janet, along with some other neighbors, say they've had regular headaches and persistent coughs since the CAFO first started operating 2 years ago. And he says his property value has dropped by a lot.
The house is $0, and it's a nice home, real nice.
So last week, the Himsels filed a nuisance suit against the farm with the help of Kim Ferraro of the Hoosier Environmental Council. She says successfully suing a farm for these problems is especially hard.
If you were a landowner who lived next to any other type of industrial facility, a steel mill, a cement plant, you would be able to sue for nuisance. But that's not the case for people who live in agricultural areas.
So why is it harder to sue a farm than it is a power plant? It's complicated. Dust and gas coming from farms can cause health problems like bronchitis, asthma, nausea, headaches, and eye irritation. The Environmental Protection Agency recognizes the potential risks for nearby residents, and even the pork industry is aware of the problems. Josh Trenery of Indiana Pork.
The industry is concerned about their potential impacts on the environment and human health, and so we know that we need good estimators of emissions, and so we've worked with EPA to gather that data.
But after years of studying the subject, the EPA has yet to put guidelines in place. In the meantime, air emissions from CAFOs go unchecked.
These CAFOs emit tremendous amounts of particulate matter, ammonia, hydrogen sulfide, which, if they were coming from any other industry, would be regulated under the Clean Air Act.
As in other states in recent years, Indiana's Right to Farm Act was strengthened in 2005. And Kim Ferraro thinks that law and a new one passed just last year go too far to protect what are now much bigger farms.
We're all supposed to be equal under the eyes of the law. And courts are supposed to decide cases fairly and be objective arbiters of the facts.
So she argues the laws are actually unconstitutional. There have been a number of cases that have tried unsuccessfully to make the same basic argument. So it's an uphill battle. But Ferraro thinks she has a solid legal strategy. She's prepared to take the case all the way to the Indiana Supreme Court. And if she wins, it could impact other states with similar right to farm legislation.
You sit down, eat a meal, you smell it. You go to bed at night, you smell it.
For Dick and Janet Himsel, winning would mean finally getting rid of the smell that has bothered them for the last 2 years and living comfortably at home again. Jake Harper, Side Effects Public Media.